Strange Adventure. Martinville really went wild west one day a year, and today was that day. For weeks, excitement and banter had risen over the Martin County Annual Rodeo. John Friday, the new hand at the Diamond E Ranch, strolled about the barns and stock pens, enjoying the color and anticipating the thrills of the contest. Tex Calbert, the owner of the Diamond D and manager of the rodeo, met him at one of the corrals.
Hey, John, Stubby Short, who is going to be our clown for the show, can't be here. You'll have to take his place.
Oh, no, Tex, I've never done anything like that.
Oh, it's simple. You've seen Stubby work, and you're just about his size. Now, we'll rig you out with a costume and show you what to do.
The afternoon show got off to a big start, with the cowboys riding and roping for glory and prize money. John Friday, garbed in oversized cowboy regalia, was standing near the center of the arena when the announcer's voice came over the loudspeaker.
Our next event, steer riding for time. This contest will determine the champion all-round cowboy of the rodeo. The runners-up for this great prize are Len Larson of the Diamond D and King Curly of the 8-Bar. Now coming out of chute number one is King Curly on a big brame of steer, Back Talk.
The timer dropped his flag and the chute opened. A few jumps and mad gyrations and Back Talk had the last word. Curly picked himself up and walked toward the chute. This was John Friday's cue to attract the steer's attention by waving a red bandana handkerchief at the animal, then hiding in a barrel in the center of the arena. The steer charged the barrel, sending it rolling toward the fence as the crowd howled with laughter. The announcer's voice again boomed out over the crowd.
Curly's time, 15 seconds. And now Len Larson will try to better that time. Watch chute number three.
The chute opened and the wild steer fairly sailed out into the arena, going through leaps and twists that would put a bucking horse to shame. Suddenly, the steer spied John Friday and stopped short. Larson slid forward, fighting to regain his balance. Then the animal began bucking again, trying madly to dislodge his rider. He succeeded, and the cowboy fell in front of the angry beast. The crowd was horror-stricken as the steer charged the cowboy. John Friday sprang into action. He grabbed up his barrel and raced toward the charging beast. The steer caught a glimpse of his new enemy and swung his head toward him. John swung the open end of the barrel upward and forward. Suddenly, the head and shoulders of the steer were encased in a dark wooden world. Later, Tex Talbert said,
Hey, John, you not only saved Len Larson's life, but you helped him win the ride that made him the champion.
I did? How?
When that steer saw you and stopped bucking, he was still just long enough for Len to beat Curly's time.
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye for my writer Charles Crowder and inviting you to listen to Rattlesnake Mesa, our next tale of
Strange Adventures.